AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump says he is going to miss tomorrow night's Republican presidential debate in Iowa. The reason? It's going to be seen on Fox News Channel.
Megyn Kelly is a lightweight. This is a lightweight. This is not a reporter. This, to me, is just a lightweight.
Trump says he will hold his own event in Iowa during the debate to raise money for wounded veterans. Fox anchor Megyn Kelly says Donald Trump is used to getting his own way, but he can't control the media. With time running out before the Iowa caucuses, Ted Cruz has an offer for Trump.
If he's unwilling to stand on the debate stage with the other candidates, then I would like to invite Donald right now to engage in a one-on-one debate with me anytime between now and the Iowa caucuses.
Donald Trump has threatened before to pull out of debates, but never actually did. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is going to meet today with President Obama at the White House. The leader of a standoff at a national wildlife refuge in Oregon, Amon Bundy, is under arrest. There was a traffic stop and shots were fired. One of Bundy's fellow protesters was killed. The Oregonian newspaper is reporting the person killed was Robert Lavoie Finicum. He was often a spokesman for the group. This is from a January 5th news conference.
This is intended to be a peaceful occupation, if so be. If you want to use those words, this is intended to be peaceful.
Federal officials had come under increasing pressure from Oregon's governor and local leaders to do something about the standoff over the conviction of two local ranchers on arson charges. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up its latest policy meeting today. Last month, the Fed raised interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade. Meantime, another big reverse in China's main stock index could have an impact later on Wall Street. Stocks are lower in Asia and in Europe. This is AP Radio News. A transplant recipient in New York had to deal with the weather before getting her new kidney.
The phone call 64-year-old Melanie Chiricella had waited a year and a half for came on Saturday. We have a kidney for you. That's also the day a historic blizzard pounded her Long Island home 20 miles from the hospital. With the clock ticking, paramedic Pete Amato made the 60-mile drive from Manhattan to pick her up and then to get her in, dodging spun-out cars all along the way.
I knew that we needed to get her here, that the organ needed to get here, and you both rendezvous successfully transplanted.
With a wedding, when it rains, it's good luck. This was like, wow.
Doctors say they're already making plans to send Chiricella home with the new kidney. Warren Levinson, New York.
A hospital in Denmark says a tourist has been infected with the Zika virus after visiting South and Central America. Officials say there is little risk of the virus spreading in Denmark because the mosquito carrying the virus isn't found in the country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.